Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Cheryl from Kent is. Cheryl, are you there?
I'm here.
Cheryl, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday to hear the cheat sheet?
I sure was.
I like to hear, Cheryl, because if you beat Steve today, I'm going to send you a Valentine from us all. And I really want to do that.
Me too. I play against him every single day, and I win a lot, but I've never actually played you, Steve.
Well, the pressure's on when you're on the phone. A lot of people say they win all the time, and then when they get on the phone, it gets in their head. So just keep cool, calm, and collected, but I'm still going to beat you.
I think Cheryl's got this. Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Cheryl has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Now you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What popular board game has players buying and selling properties?
Monopoly.
Correct. What was the first organ to be successfully transplanted from one human to another?
Kidney.
Yes. What 2013 film was the first Disney movie to be directed by a woman?
Frozen.
Yes. The largest castle in the world is located in what European country?
The largest what?
Castle in the world.
Oh, boy.
In what European country?
Switzerland.
No.
England.
No.
Scotland.
No. SpongeBob SquarePants was originally supposed to be called what?
SpongeBoy.
Correct. How many Ivy League schools are there in the U.S.?
Five.
No.
Seven.
No.
Ten.
No. What zodiac sign are you if you were born on Valentine's Day?
Libra?
No.
Capricorn?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
An industrial piercing is located on what part of the body?
Your ear.
Correct.
All right.
Cheryl, you got 5 right. There's a chance.
I missed one of the cheat sheets.
You did. Did you remember the answer?
Yes, I did.
Oh, don't say it yet. Shh.
I'm not going to.
Don't say it. I know. I was like, oh, no. That's okay.
I know.
You got 2 of them, so. Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
What popular board game has players buying and selling properties?
That would be Monopoly.
Correct. What was the first organ to be successfully translated from one human to another?
Heart?
No.
Kidney.
Yes. What 2013 film was the first Disney movie to be directed by a woman?
Moana.
No.
Sleeping Beauty.
No.
Pocahontas.
No. The largest castle in the world is located in what European country?
London.
No.
England.
No.
Oh. Italy?
No. SpongeBob SquarePants was originally supposed to be called what?
SpongeBob Circle Pants?
No.
SpongeBob Triangle Pants?
No.
SpongeBob Rectangle Pants?
No. How many Ivy League schools are there in the U.S.?
6.
No.
9.
That's nice, but no.
5.
No. What zodiac sign are you if you were born on Valentine's Day?
A Sagittarius.
No.
A Capricorn.
No.
A Virgo.
No. An industrial piercing is located on what part of your body?
Ears.
Correct. Steve, that was rough for you.
Yeah.
You got 3 correct.
Start listening to the men's room. What time is that again?
5:40. Because that is a loss. Oh. 5-3. Cheryl, let's go. You get a Valentine.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Yay. Yeah, Steve, you missed all the cheat sheet and more. The 2013 film that was first directed by a woman, Cheryl knew, was Frozen.
Yeah. Frozen.
The largest castle in the world is located in what European country, Taryn?
Poland.
also on the cheat sheet.
Okay, okay. That's why you're confident about it.
Yeah, Cheryl unfortunately didn't get that right.
Oh, so she didn't remember all the cheat sheet questions.
I think she did after.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, maybe she didn't realize European country was Poland. She did know SpongeBob SquarePants was originally supposed to be called SpongeBoy.
Oh.
And the full name was supposed to be SpongeBoy Ahoy, which I actually thought think's
was,
really cute. Is
that a cheat sheeter?
It sure
yes,
was.
Okay.
It was. One that was not that you both got wrong. How many Ivy League schools are there in the U.S.? You all danced around it. It's 8.
Hmm.
And what zodiac sign are you if you were born tomorrow on Valentine's
Aquarius.
Day?
Aquarius.
Correct. Steve, congrats on losing.